Good morning, Boo Crew. It's R2 UK here, better known as Ruth. It's Friday, the 1st of October. It's October. And this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I haven't booed for a couple of days, and I thought it was probably about time. I just chipped in on a few things. It's a horrible day. It's wet, windy, and generally yucky. So feeling a bit down at the moment, I have to say. Those of you who know me or who've listened to any number of episodes of Just Relax, It'll Happen, which is the podcast John and I do together, will know that I'm very much the kind of person who likes to have a plan. And I get all unsettled if my plan gets messed with. And this week, my plan has really been messed around. We have started potty training Catherine, who is going to be 3 a week on Sunday. So she's almost 3. And she's looked like she's been interested and ready for maybe the last month. It's all been really kicked off by a move up to preschool in her nursery. And she's moved from the nursery room into the preschool room. And now, for the first time, most of the kids she's with are potty trained. There's a lot more emphasis on toilet use, and they have, it's all built into the daily routine. So every time they have a meal or a drink or a snack, they all get traipsed down to the bathroom and they all sit on the toilet and wash their hands afterwards. So she's seeing a lot more of it now, and she's been much more interested in it. And we've had her in pull-ups for a while, and she has asked to go on the toilet occasionally. And, you know, usually if you put her on the toilet, she can produce something. We've been using a sticker chart, and she gets a sticker for successful toilet use and a treat after 10 stickers. And this week, you know, I came to the conclusion that, you know, she was kind of bumbling along comfortably where she was sometimes using the toilet and generally using the pull-ups. And the only way we were actually going to progress things was to bite the bullet and put her in grown-up knickers and, you know, take it on the chin and accept the messes. And the first day we did this was Wednesday, and I just set my timer on my phone to go off every hour, and every hour I stuck her on the toilet, and every hour she produced something. We actually went through the whole day without any accidents, and I thought, oh, excellent, this might actually go okay. But then yesterday I thought, well, you know, she's not really potty training if I'm telling her when to go all the time, so let's, you know, leave it a little bit longer and perhaps not prompt her and see what happens. And yes, lots of mess. And disappointingly, she wasn't as upset by wetting herself as I thought she would be. She's the kind of child, she gets upset really easily. You know, if she spills a drink down herself, she will cry and ask to get her top taken off. And I was expecting similar kind of behaviour if she wet herself. And actually, no, she didn't. In fact, this morning, I came down to find her after putting David down for his nap. And she was sitting on the toilet, she was sitting on the chair having a breakfast. And it was only when I got her down from the chair having finished her breakfast that I realised that she had wet herself during the course of breakfast. And she hadn't commented on it, she hadn't noticed it. So now I'm starting to think, maybe she's not ready. But for the moment, you know, okay, as one of my friends pointed out on Twitter this morning, it is only day 3 and, you know, I shouldn't be expecting too much. Also, she is actually poorly at the moment, poor sausage. Wednesday afternoon, she started complaining of mouth pain. Wednesday night, we gave her some Calpol when we put her to bed, and she was awake a couple of hours later crying with pain. And the main thing that was upsetting her is that she has a comfort blanket. She has one of these Taggies blankets, and she chews on it when she sleeps. And what was upsetting her was that she couldn't chew on the Taggies blanket to get to sleep. Because it was hurting too much. So we dosed her up with some Nurofen at that point and got her through the rest of the night. She seemed better in the morning, but then at nap time, yesterday lunchtime, again, she woke up in the middle of her nap and was very upset and crying and complaining of pain. So we took her down the doctor's, and the doctor said, she's got a bit of an infection in her throat and has given us antibiotics. So I'm keeping her at home today for a restful day instead of what would normally be happening, which is going to nursery. So I'm now trying to figure out how I'm going to get all the stuff done that I would normally do when she was at nursery with her around. So, yeah, definitely feeling very unsettled today. My plan's been messed with big time, and I'm not happy. And that's 5 minutes. Bye.